Once he leaves Melbourne, the Prime Minister will be heading overseas today to attend a series of international meetings with regional leaders. The US President won't be at APEC or ASEAN, but his Vice President will be, and one of Australia's top international policy analysts says Australia's leaders should be prepared for a reinvigorated approach to foreign affairs from the US. Dr. Michael Fullilove is the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute and is delivering a speech on this lunchtime. He joined me earlier. Dr. Fullilove, what do you expect will be the impact of the US midterm election results on President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy?
Well, we've got to wait and see. Sometimes presidents moderate in response to a mixed result like this. So we saw George W. Bush, for example, after the midterms when the Iraq war was going poorly, we saw him moderate. But I think Mr. Trump is a different sort of character. I think he is already presenting the midterms as a big victory and a massive success. And I think if I were a betting man, I'd say he's more likely to double down on the very forthright kind of foreign policy he ran in the first 2 years of the term. He will find, with increased gridlock at home in Washington, he'll enjoy the freedom to move he has internationally. He may feel that he can score some foreign policy wins that help him at home. So if anything, I would expect him to double down on the kind of themes in his foreign policy that we've seen for the first 2 years.
So is there a particular risk in this second option for the Australian government?
Well, many risks, I think. I mean, the truth is that Mr. Trump's instincts are antithetical to Australia's interests, whether it's on alliances or trade or the international order more generally, or his approach to strongmen, his sort of disdain for democracies. All these things are really run up against our character as a country and our interests as a country. So to me, I think from my point of view, I think we need to get on the front foot. We need to think about what can we do to support the international order until the Trump fever passes? What can we do to buttress the international order?
And what can we do?
I think there's lots of things we can do. I don't think we should walk away from the alliance and move towards China, for example. I think that America is still in play. America may well be back. So I don't think we should do that. But I do think we need to stand up for ourselves in our dealings with Mr. Trump. I think we need to call out challenges to the international order, whether they live in Beijing or Washington. I think we need to be an exemplar in terms of observing rules and agreements. I think we need to work with other capitals and other like-minded countries. I think we need to bolster our national capabilities so that we can do more to shape our environment and to support the international order. So I think this is a moment when, if you like, we're a beneficiary of the international order. From time to time, we need to serve in the bodyguard of the international order, and I think this is such a time.
So is it disappointing for you in that regard then to see the Prime Minister Scott Morrison today quoted in The Australian praising Donald Trump's trade policy and saying he doesn't necessarily see it as protectionist?
Well, I would disagree with Mr. Morrison. I think that Mr. Trump clearly is a protectionist, and he has been for a number of decades. Of course, he pulled out of the TPP on his first full day in the White House. He's imposed very significant tariffs on China. I'm sure Mr. Morrison is being diplomatic there.
And you say we need to call this out, we need to maintain the alliance but stand up for our values. Mr. Morrison clearly isn't doing that in this regard, is he?
Well, if it were me, I think what you're seeing now is leaders changing their approach to Mr. Trump. I think early on you saw people like Theresa May being really enthusiastic, almost falling over themselves in their attempts to form a warm relationship with Mr. Trump. I think what you're seeing now is leaders being more careful, more cautious. Even in the last couple of days, you've seen Mr. Macron, Mr. Trudeau and others in Europe standing up for liberal values. And so I think personally, I think for a country like Australia that relies on a rules-based order, whether it's on trade matters or security matters, I think we should stand up clearly.
Why do you think Scott Morrison is not doing that? What is the risk that he's trying to avoid?
Well, he's trying to avoid the risk of being slapped down by Mr. Trump, I'm sure. And it, to some extent, it makes sense. Of course, a new Australian Prime Minister wants to form a strong relationship with the President of the United States. I guess my point is that given the risk to the international order, It's important that countries, liberal democracies like Australia, stand up for what they believe. Now, I think part of the problem here, Eleanor, is the enormous churn that we've had in Australian politics. The truth is that it's hard to be creative. It's hard to take a long view of what Australia can do to support the international order when you've just been elected, when your government is beleaguered. And for nearly 10 years, we've had Australian prime ministers who've been in office for very brief periods of time. So I think it would be helpful in terms of taking these long-term stands if we had governments that found their mojo, could win re-election. I think part of this is we're seeing the effects of this churn on Australian foreign policy.
Dr. Fullilove, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's Dr. Michael Fullilove, the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute.